Hello, everyone. You are listening to Advanced Studio Classroom. My name is Brandon. Today we begin our fitness article. It is January 15th, and we've already gotten through, halfway through the first month of the year. And joining me today, I have two panelists. First, welcome Linda.
Hi, everyone. I am really happy to be here because we're talking about a subject that I love, biking.
And I think many of our listeners know that,
mm-hmm.
and we
I
are excited that you are here today to help us discuss this article. And we also have a guest today. We have Andre. Welcome, Andre.
Thank you, Brandon. I'm pleased to be here. And I'm also excited to talk about biking because I've recently bought a bike.
All right.
So need to know more.
Okay, all right. Well, I do not have a bike. I know I'm the odd man out here. I sometimes ride bikes, but I don't maintain bikes because I don't own one. So I'm learning along with you here today. The title of our article is On the Move, and we're talking about maintaining our bikes and also avoiding injuries while running. So the first day is about bicycles. The second day is about running, which that's much more of my thing. So I'm excited to talk about that tomorrow. But today I'm learning how to maintain bikes as well. Who knows, in the future I may need this advice. Well, it says here it's time to have your bike checked. Now, Linda, you ride bikes a lot, and do you focus on maintaining your bike, or what do you do?
Sadly, I don't really maintain my bicycle as much as I should.
Ooh, could be dangerous.
Yes, it can. So I really should do a better job of that. But I will get it checked out if it has serious problems where I feel that, the problems are something that...
Like what kind of problems are you referring
to? Well,
if
there are strange noises coming from my bicycle okay. when I'm riding, or if the gears aren't shifting correctly, then I'll get that checked out because that affects how my bicycle performs.
So you don't do that yourself, right? You take it to a bike shop?
I will, yeah. If it's something that is more serious rather than just something maybe I could adjust myself, like if it's maybe the chain coming off or something like that, or the tires that are deflated or something.
Right. Okay.
But more than that, I'll take it to get looked at.
All right. And Andre, you said you just bought a bike, correct?
I bought it about 4 or 5 months ago.
Okay.
So I've had it for a little bit, and I bought it to be able to commute to work with.
So you use it on a regular basis?
I try to do it 2-3 times a day, a week to get to work.
Okay, and how long of a commute is that for you?
It's about 20 minutes either way.
Okay, so you spend quite a bit of time
on
your bike, so you need to focus on maintaining it, right?
Absolutely.
And have you had to do any maintenance yet?
Not yet. So when I bought it, they advised you should do maintenance every 6 months.
Okay.
So I'm getting into that time period. But I've noticed that because I use it regularly, there's already a few things that are starting to maybe experience some wear and tear.
Sure. Okay, yeah, that's something that you have to think about. You know, I don't think about these things because I just go into the city and rent one of the bikes when I need to go somewhere, which is very convenient. But, hopefully, they maintain it. I don't maintain it. But we know, Linda, that you bike all the time, right? Or at least, a lot of the time.
Well, I do commute to work, but my commute is much shorter than Andre's, probably half the time. But I take longer bike rides on the weekends or when I have free time.
Okay. And so you know a lot about biking, of course. And here we're just reemphasizing the fact that you have to maintain your bike. And if you haven't done that recently, hopefully these tips will be helpful for you. We are on page 26, so if you have your magazine, you can open them up and follow along with us. Or if you have your digital device, you can also follow along there. Right now, we will have our first reading for today.
On the Move. How to maintain your bicycle and avoid injuries while running. It's time to have your bike checked. Very few people know how to check and tune their own bikes and have the tools needed to do so. When it comes to the safety and precision of your ride, it's best to take it to a shop. If you ride it often, your bike should be retuned about every 4 months of riding. Check your cables. The problem is that after a few months, Bike components start stretching. Cables may stretch only a little, but that's enough to affect the precision of changing gears and braking. You may have noticed that your gears no longer change as quickly as they previously did. That's a big signal that you should have your cables checked.
Okay, so you may have a bike, but you may not know how to maintain it, or you may just take it to a bike shop and get it checked there. It says here that few people know how to check and tune their own bikes. I wonder, what does it mean to tune your bike?
It means to adjust it to the right setting, similar to when you tune an instrument.
Mm.
Like, you want to get it just right so that it performs at the best level.
Right, and you need the proper tools in order to do that. And then when it comes to safety and precision of your ride, it's best to take it to a shop. And so leave it to the professionals. And, you know, if you use a bike a lot, it's important to, you know, make sure it's safe. And what do we mean by that word precision there?
Precision is something with the quality of being exact.
Mm-hmm.
So usually it's a word you use to refer to, you know, say you're measuring something or you're cutting something, you want that to be precise.
Right. So precise being the adjective, precision the noun. You want to be precise when it comes to bike safety. You want to make sure that your bike is safe. So take it to a shop if it's something major. If you ride it often, your bike should be returned about every 4 months of riding. Now, earlier, Andre, you talked about 6 months.
There you
go. So here's 4 months. So maybe you could say 4 to 6 months, depending on who you talk to. And just make sure that you get it checked out. Now, you know, if I had a bike, I would be the type of person that I would take it to the shop until I heard a weird sound or felt something. But that's not the best way to do it. You know,
mm-hmm.
you want to use preventative medicine or, you know, preventative health care. You want to prevent problems, right? So make sure that you maintain it early on.
Right. For safety reasons and also because you want to extend the life of your bike, you want to be able to use it as long as you can, and so that you'll have a better ride as well.
All right. Well, the first thing we're talking about is checking your cables. And the problem is that after a few months, components start stretching. Andre, tell us what a component is.
So a component is just usually a smaller piece or a part of a bigger whole.
Right. So a bike consists of many components.
Yeah, a bike's actually the perfect example because it almost is entirely components.
Right. There are so many parts that that come together to make the bike. And so here, after a few months, bike components start stretching, right? You're riding it a lot, and cables and so forth, they start to stretch. And it says the cables, Linda, they may only stretch a little, but that can actually cause a problem.
Right. It's enough to affect the precision of the gears and of the brakes.
Okay. All right. So these may not be as precise, and that can maybe cause problems for your bike. You know, sometimes if you don't check something early on, it can cause more problems, right?
Yeah.
You think of a car, if you don't maintain it, it can cause bigger problems.
Yeah.
So that can also, I guess, be an issue with bikes as
right.
well.
Right. It's important to do preventative maintenance so that problem, that small problem, doesn't become larger and larger.
Right. And what about your gears? Maybe you haven't noticed that your gears, they don't change as quickly as they used to. And so that's something that you need to take care of. And that's a signal, right?
Right. To go get them checked.
All right. Do you do that, Linda?
Not as often as I should.
Right. Well, please, after the program, those gears checked, those brakes and so forth, that's important to do so. Get those cables checked. And if you don't want to do it yourself, of course, go to a bike shop where, you know, if you live in a big city, it's more convenient to do that, right? And that's usually where a lot of people are using their bikes,
mm-hmm.
I think. If, you know, you live in London, correct?
That's
Andre?
Right.
And so do a lot of people bike there?
Yeah, there's a big biking community, and if you get up around, you know, 7 or 8 in the morning and go cycling, you know, you'll run into just a huge amount of cyclists, and they add to the traffic there, and
right.
So it's very popular.
Okay, all right, and it's become much more popular here in the Taipei area as well. So check your cables, but you should also check your chain. Let's learn about that in our next reading.
check your chain. Although the stretch may be slight, it still weakens the chain. That means the chain may snap at some point, leaving you with an acute emergency, like the rear wheel suddenly stops turning. Sadly, if you can't instantly and safely bail, the best outcome you can hope for is to not fall over the handlebars, not break any bones, and suffer only minimal road rash. Bike shops have a way of measuring the stretch in a chain. Having it adjusted or purchasing a new chain is always less trouble than a visit to the hospital.
Okay, so check your cables, now check your chain. And I don't know, Linda, but it seems like this is a common issue with bikes, right? Maybe the chain comes off or something like that. Does that happen much with your bike?
It will happen sometimes, and that can be due to the chain stretching. After time, the chain does stretch, and so it'll become loose, and it's easier for it to fall off. But that's a minor problem. I mean, you can get it adjusted, the bike adjusted, so that the chain isn't loose anymore. But here, they talk about a more serious problem of having a loose chain.
Right. It says the chain could actually snap at some point, right? If it, it stretches out too much. And it can leave you with an acute emergency. It sounds really serious here, Andre.
Yeah, it does. And I didn't really realize this myself. I knew the chains could come off, but I didn't know they could break suddenly while you're riding. So, as you said, it's important to make sure your, you know, equipment is checked.
Right. And if something is acute, here talking about an acute emergency, well, then it's really severe. Sometimes we use that with an illness, right?
An acute
illness. Meaning that it is severe in nature.
Yeah, or it will have serious consequences.
Right. Well, it tells us what can happen. The rear wheel suddenly stops turning, and so that can cause an issue, of course. And it says, sadly, if you can't instantly and safely bail, the best outcome you can hope for is to not fall over the handlebars. And so what does it mean if you bail?
It just means to get out of a difficult situation.
Right. And sometimes it's an informal term, and we can use this in situations where, you know, if you say, I'm going to bail, maybe it's a situation you don't want to be involved in.
Right.
At work or in life and something. You're like, I'm out of here. I'm going to bail. Well, here in this case, you know, you want to bail. You want to get off the bike, right, before something worse happens.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, and it says, it goes on to talk about, you know, breaking bones and suffering only minimal road rash. And so, of course, that's bad if you break some bones. And road rash, again, that's something that's informal. And tell us what that means, Andre.
Yeah, so road rash refers to when your skin gets scraped off from falling on a hard surface. And it's, I think, something we've all experienced if we have something like a bike, and it's very unpleasant.
Yeah, it is, and you don't want that. You fall off your bike, and you scrape your skin and so forth. Hopefully you don't break any bones. Well, bike shops, they have a way of measuring the stretch in a chain, and we need to have it adjusted, right?
Exactly. And you can also purchase a new chain because, you know, the cost that the cost of adjusting it or purchasing a new chain is much less than a hospital visit.
That's right.
A lot less trouble.
Yeah. And when I read this, I'm like, wow, kind of gets your attention. You think, well, this sounds like a serious issue. Of course, you know, I think they're trying to, you know, let's get prepared for that, right? You know, who knows? Just taking to the bike shop every 4 to 6 months, whatever. Somewhere in there may prevent something like that from happening.
Right. And actually, this situation, not the consequences of falling off the bike and breaking anything, but we were riding one time with some of our coworkers, and our coworker, I'm not sure what the problem was, but his chain actually snapped.
Oh.
He was going uphill and probably put too much pressure on it.
Yeah.
Not sure if it's because the chain had been overstretched or it was old. But yeah, it just snapped right off. And thankfully, nothing happened to him. Like, he didn't fall off the bike or anything, maybe because he was going ill slightly, but he just had to replace the chain.
Okay, that's a good illustration of, and backs this up, why we should do this, why we should maintain our bike. So we've talked about checking our cables and checking our chains. What about the brakes? Let's find out about that, as along with checking for safety in our last reading for today.
Check your brakes. Check your brakes for efficiency. When you squeeze them, where do the pads place? Are they accurately hitting the rim full on, not hanging off the rim a little towards the spokes? Brake pads that don't grab in the correct place may cause the brakes to squeal. A shop can fix the problem and also suggest whether the pads are worn and need replacing. Check for safety. If there's any sloppiness in the operation of your bike or vibration of any part, take the bike in for a tune-up right away. It's a lot of fun to ride your bike, but never let your moral satisfaction override your safety.
Well, we know brakes are very important, so we should check those on our bikes as well. Check your brakes for efficiency. We want them to be efficient. We want them to work well. When you squeeze them, where do the pads place? Now, Linda, what is this talking about?
Well, just talking about the brake pads that are on the rims of your wheel, and it's attached to the cable goes to handlebar where you squeeze the brakes. So you have to check that the pads are in the right place, and that should be hitting the rim of the wheel.
So if they're out of place, that needs to be corrected.
Right.
Take it to the shop, get them to fix it. Are they accurately hitting the rim full on? Now, when we say full on, what are we referring to, Andre?
So I'd say that when we say that expression, we mean that, it's exactly where they should be. You know, full on means, completely and without any gap.
Very good. Okay. And then it goes on and says, not hanging off the rim, a little towards the spokes. And so, again, they're talking about the placement. It's supposed to be hitting the rim full on, not hanging off the side of the rim, towards the spokes, Linda. What are the spokes?
And the spokes are the thin metal bars that join the center of the wheel to the edge.
Okay. All right. You can see it right there. In the photo on page 26, you see those thin metal bars there. And next we talk about brake pads that don't grab in the correct place may cause what?
So brakes start to squeal, so mm-hmm. they make a noise, a high-pitched noise. And in my experience, they also just, they stop your bike from actually braking quickly. So you hit the brakes, and it actually takes you a moment or two to stop.
Right.
Whereas if your brakes are fully checked, that should you should feel it right away.
Okay, and so if you hear some sort of noise, that's an indication that, hey, maybe you need to get something checked out, right? And have you had that experience, Linda?
I have, yeah. And you can check the pads yourself. You just have to look at them and see how much they've been worn down. Like if they've been worn down to about half of its original size, you should probably get them changed. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, a shop can fix the problem and also suggest whether the pads are worn and need replacing. And so, again, that's a good reason to take it in to a shop so they can give you, hopefully, expert advice about your bike. And, of course, safety is always a concern. We need to check for that. And we talk about sloppiness here.
Yeah. So sloppiness, how do you define sloppiness? I guess it's when something is not done properly.
Like very messy, right?
Messy, yeah. Not proper. And so I guess in the case of a bike, they're suggesting that if the bike is vibrating or if it's making, any noises like a squeal, I guess
right.
you could say that's sloppy operation.
Right. Or maybe there's some sort of vibration of a part. You need to take your bike in for a tune-up. Usually I think of cars when I think of mm-hmm. a tune-up. You take it in, sometimes when you're driving a car, if it kind of pulls to one direction, there's a problem, right? And I think that's when you need a tune-up, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it needs a realignment. So also, bikes also need tune-ups.
Yes. So just like cars, you need to take your bike in for a regular checkup or tune-up.
Okay, this last sentence is kind of interesting. It's a lot of fun to ride your bike, but never let your moral satisfaction override your safety. What does this mean, Linda?
Yeah, I'm a little puzzled by that myself. but probably what they're talking about is just your satisfaction of the bike. You're still enjoying using the bike, and even though you don't think that there's any immediate problem, you shouldn't let it override your sense of safety. Like, your safety should be at the top of the list.
All right.
So I wanted to add that, you know, another way to think of moral satisfaction in this context maybe is another word instead of that might be complacency, which is when you relax about something maybe you shouldn't be relaxed about.
Right.
You know, you might be complacent in your friendships. You don't see your friends as much, and you just think they're always going to be there when maybe, you know, you should spend time with them.
Right.
And same
take
with bikes.
Take it for granted.
You
right?
take it for granted.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just because nothing's happened while you've been riding your bike doesn't mean you shouldn't take it to the shop every 4 months or 6 months
right.
just to make sure that your chain isn't stretching and there isn't right. something to really take care of.
And is it really that expensive to take your bike to a bike shop? Does it cost a lot?
No, not at all. At least not here
mm-hmm.
in Taipei.
Mm-hmm. How about, I guess you haven't gotten to that point yet.
I haven't gotten to the point. I've gotten some quotes. I think it depends where you go there and what you do. If you get a full replacement of everything,
sure.
it can add up.
Sure.
But it's never, I mean, as the article says, it's never as expensive as buying a new bike from scratch
mm-hmm.
or as going to the hospital.
Right.
All right. And there at the bottom, we have something that says, check your tires. And I'm just going to ask Andre if you could just read that and we'll just talk about that for a moment.
Sure. So check your tires. Another important part of a professional tune-up is truing the wheels. A true wheel will have the exact same pressure on every spoke. If a few spokes aren't trued, it may cause the tires to have extra play and vibration. This is not a good thing if you're going fast, laboring to climb a hill, or even trying to descend one.
Okay, thank you. So this is an interesting term. I don't believe I've heard of it. Linda.
I hadn't heard of it either.
So what are they referring to when they're saying or talking about truing the wheels, Linda?
So it's making sure that there's the same exact amount of pressure on every spoke.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so, you know, they want to make sure everything is kind of in sync, right?
Yeah, it's an interesting use of true. It doesn't happen too much in English, but, true is usually, not used as a verb, right?
Right, and that's why we have it in quotation marks.
Yeah.
There. It's not a normal use of the word.
But I guess what they're saying is, you should try and make it complete. You know, to make something true, I guess, would mean make it whole, make it complete.
And I don't know if symmetrical is the right word, but it's balanced, right? It says a true wheel will have the exact same pressure on every spoke, so everything's balanced out. And then it tells you here if a few spokes aren't true, it may cause the tires to have extra play and vibration. If something has extra play, it has, I guess, too much room to move around. And so that can be bad in this situation. It's not a good thing if you're going fast or, you know, you're going up a steep incline, a hill, so forth, or you're going down one. This can be problematic. So you need to check your tires. And I think that's something maybe that's really common to check, right? Linda, you ride bikes all the time. I'm sure you check your tires maybe more than anything or as much as anything.
Well, that's something that I would check more frequently.
It's simple to do, right? You
yes.
can do that yourself.
Yeah, if you just want to put more air in your tires or just check them to make sure that they have enough air, that's something that you commonly do.
Right, okay. And I guess you need to make sure it doesn't have too much air or too little air, like
right.
making sure it's everything's correct there. Okay, well, you know, both of our panelists, they ride bikes, and I'm interested to know what went into your thinking of purchasing a bike. Why did you buy the bike that you currently have, Andre?
Yeah, it's a good question because there are a lot of bikes out in the market, and it depends what experience you want to have. There are city bikes, and there are racing bikes and off-road bikes. Mine was, I ended up wanting something that was a hybrid. I wanted a bike that I could use in town, but also if I wanted to go cycling in the countryside, I could do that too. So I got a bike that kind of could do both things. But some people just want to ride in the city, and so they have a city bike that isn't designed for speed. It doesn't have many gears.
Right.
It just lets you get around town.
Okay. And how about you, Linda?
Right. Like Andrew said, there are so many different types of bikes, so it really depends on what you want to use the bike for. Mm-hmm. And I have currently two bikes. One is a mountain bike, but I just use that one to commute. Well, yeah, it can be used for mountain biking. I haven't really used it for mountain biking that much, but it's the one that I use to just get around town.
Okay.
Because it's the less expensive one.
Yeah.
The more expensive one is my road bike.
Mm-hmm.
And that one I keep at home. I don't leave outside, and it's always, when I do ride it, it never leaves my sight, because that one I definitely don't want to lose. And so it's for...
It never leaves your sight?
Yeah.
Oh, that's pretty good tactic. Okay.
Yeah, so that one's just for riding on pavement, for riding on roads.
Okay.
I mean, it's great for going uphill, but I can't do any off-road on it.
Okay, well, thank you for sharing about your personal experiences. As I said before, I don't have a bike, so I have nothing to share with regards to that.
Well, what about your experience in using rental bikes?
They get me from point A to point B. They're great in some ways.
Very convenient.
They're convenient, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, we are out of time for today, and we hope that you have found this article to be helpful. Tomorrow, we switch gears a little, and we talk about running with day two of our fitness article, so we hope you will join us then. Until then, this is Brandon.
I'm Andre.
Linda.
Saying goodbye.
Goodbye.